What about if you have a bucket in the kitchen that you put scraps of food in to take out to the hogs or something? What'd you call that?
We usually call it a waste bucket, a slop bucket. We usually call them kind of slop bucket.
Okay. And something that a big and black that you might have out in the backyard to heat up water to
wash. Pot, wash pot.
Okay, what about if it were smaller and you and it was still this shape? You
put it.
Okay. What about the container that you plant flowers in?
Flower pot.
And what about if it were something smaller and maybe pretty and you put cut flowers inside the house?
Vase.
And what are the kitchen utensils, the eating utensils that you put beside a plate when you set the table?
Forks, knives.
And to stir your coffee with?
Spoons, yeah.
Okay. And what do you call that rag or cloth that you use when you wash the dishes?
Dish rag.
And the one that you use to dry dishes?
Drying cloth.
And what do you call that small piece of terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Towel. Wash rag.
Okay, and the one you use to dry with is?
Drying cloth.
Okay. After you take a bath, you get out of the tub and you rub yourself all over with a?
Powder.
Okay, and the thing that you dry yourself off with, though, you call
towels.
Okay. And what about, I don't know whether it ever gets this cold down here, but if it got so cold during the night that the water pipes froze and then they expanded.
Burst.
Okay. Does that ever happen down here?
Yes, ma'am.
It gets that cold?
Yes, ma'am.
It does in Griffin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and people used to buy flour not in a bag, but in a big
sack.
Okay.
Flour sack.
Okay, what about if it were a thing made of wood?
Well, a barrel.
And what did molasses or syrup come in when you got it in fairly large quantities?
Barrels.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And was there one smaller than a barrel, maybe made of tin? About that high, it had a tin lid? Or maybe you got lard?
That was it, yeah. And we didn't get no syrup in. Uh-huh. Usually no large tin.
Okay, what did you call it if you got lard in it?
Lard can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you use to be able to pour a liquid into something with a small neck?
Funnel.
And what about if you're driving horses and you want some? You have something to make them go faster?
Whip.
And if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer would put them in a
bag, a paper sack.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And would there be any difference if it were big or small?
Box.
Well, but any kind of paper sack, would there be a different word for it if it were this size or this size? You still say any of them were paper sack, regardless of the size? You know, if you got
it. It seemed like it'd be a paper sack.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a long time ago when you had to take, when you were going to get meal, you'd take some corn mm-hmm. to be ground? Mm-hmm. What was the word that you used to describe the amount of corn that you were going to take? A farmer might say, well, I'm going to take a corn?
A bushel of corn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the amount of wood that you can carry in your arms? Maybe you were going to tell some child to go out and bring me
an armload of wood.
Okay. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay. And what kind of bulb? A new
new light bulb.